You know, there's a saying in the world that, but they mean it in a different way, that people who become old behave like little children. But in a spiritual way, I have been pursuing that more and more. Because it has become more clear to me what I read in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 3 and 4. Matthew 18 verse 3 and 4. Where Jesus said to his disciples, you know, because they asked him in verse 1, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Greatest on earth means nothing. Seeking to be great on this earth is foolish. But seeking to be great in the kingdom of heaven, that's a good thing if you seek it in the right way. And here Jesus said, verse 3, I say to you truly, unless you're converted, we use the word converted in many ways, converted from heathenism, converted from an unconverted state, we say we are converted and born again. But here it says being converted to become like little children, because we are all too big. That's what happens to us after a few years after we are born again and God blesses us in some way or uses us in some way. We begin to think we are important. Then we are going in the wrong direction. We have to go down, become like little children. Because he says you won't even enter the kingdom of heaven. I want to enter the kingdom of heaven. I'll tell you honestly. I have no interest in anything on this earth. I stand before God and say that. Absolutely zero. But I want to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord says, you've got to become like a little child. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus Christ. He's the only one about whom they sing, thou art worthy. So if he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, he was, in this sense, like a little child. And that came home quite strongly to me when I heard that message that Santosh gave in the conference, which was also played here. And especially that part where that man is recounting to children how Jesus was hanging on the cross when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He explained it to little children like this. Papa, where are you? Don't leave me. And I picture a little child, 1 year old. And I remind myself often of that phrase, Papa, where are you? Don't leave me. And the little 1 year old child holding his father's hand and trying to cross a very busy road. And said, Dad, don't leave my hand. This world is a dangerous place. I don't want to cross the road alone. I don't want to walk in the world a single day alone. Papa, hold my hand. I want to be like a little child. Then I know I'm safe. I cannot fall into sin if he's holding my hand. I can't be run over by the devil or by my lusts or anything. I'll cross safely. No matter if there are hundreds of cars and buses going across, my father will take me across safely. So that comes to mind many, many times. Papa, where are you? Don't leave me. He says, I'll never leave you. What happened to Jesus on the cross? Actually, Jesus, the father, left his hand there. It was all dark. He says, Father, where are you? Don't leave me. But 3 hours he suffered for me so that I will never be left alone. And that's been a tremendous encouragement to me when I get up in the morning. You know, Santosh said about the blind man who, as soon as he wakes up, he looks for his cane because he can't live without it. And he said there how that's how we must, first thing in the morning, say, Lord, are you here? Please guide me. But I also see these words in the morning. Papa, I want you to hold my hand today. I want to walk with you. I'm quite happy to be like a little child, like a 1 year old not knowing anything. In earthly things, I'm very smart and clever. I know a lot of things. But in terms of the wisdom of heaven, what I know is a small fraction. Some of you may think, because you've heard me so much, that I know a lot. But I know what heaven is like a little bit. And I'll tell you, what I know is only a small fraction. ABC. CAT is cat. BAT bat. That's what I know. In terms of the wisdom of God in heaven. That's why I'm like a little child. That's why I don't think, I know what to do. Here, what I know what to do here. I can handle this. I say, no, I can't. Dad, I can't do it. I can't handle this. There was a time, a few years ago even, when I thought, yeah, I can handle that. I've got enough wisdom. Not today. More and more, and I say, as I grow older, I pray that I shall learn this humility that makes me like a little child, that gives me wisdom to tell that where my Heavenly Father tells me what to do. If there's a little problem in some church, here is my loving exhortation to you. Right now, pursue humility. The humility which, in that message, Santosh explained, the greatest mark of Jesus' humility was when he said, Father, I will not do my will. I will do your will. In every situation, I will lay down my will. I will do what you tell me to do. I will yield to my brothers when they disagree with me and say, no, that's not the way. I will yield to them. I will not compromise my convictions, but I've learned to yield and yield and yield. If we pursue that way, we can have a glorious entrance into God's kingdom. Thank you very much. God bless you all.